Yossi and Vade Ramay, and we were now at the final stage of the analysis of the sugya, and that is that we're going to be dealing with the hashlachos, the applications of this sugya in terms of halacha l'maisa and other contexts. And that is, as we saw in the Ritva
yesterday,
that the Ritva tells us that we could conclude something very interesting from our sugya, and that gets involved with the old machlokas between Rashi and Tosos in regards to ani araktia. And that is the following. We left off with the Ritva, but Yesh Omrim say that filu ze omer ani araktia ve ze omer ani araktia. Holkim b'shvua. If each one says he was the one that wove it, still you'd be cholkim b'shvua. Against the position that we had mentioned above, that would say that you would be cholay only if there's no vadei ramai. Why? Why over here would we come to such a conclusion? Kivan de'ef shedeleka vadei ramai. Since it's possible that there is not a vadei ramai. Apple b'shein toinim kei. Because even though they argue such, Shema Yishal Shneam, nevertheless, it's possible it's both of theirs. So yesterday we explained, let's just remind ourselves, what does the Ritva mean in this line? What did he mean by this? What does the Ritva mean over here? Yes, Moshe?
Even if their claims are seemingly there, it would be like a Rama. Since the Koyosanus is possible as both, there's no Vade Rama in the actual case.
Right. Even though their claims create a definite liar over here, there is a definite liar over here. Nevertheless, even though the claims create a definite liar, still, what we're going to do is say that the halacha would be yachloku, because it's possible that it belongs to both of them. That possibility that it belongs to both of them still remains. Is that good? That makes sense? So far, so good? Yes, Avram?
Did you say, even though, because that possibility is true, it's not that there isn't a definite.
What?
The fact that it's possible that it's both there, that shows why it's not a definite liar.
Even though in their tainas, there's definitely a liar.
Yeah, but no, it's saying that because it could be that the tainas are true.
Why?
Because it could be both.
How could ani araktia be possible?
Because
in the world of weaving, you don't have two people that weave one thing. I think that assumption, we never saw anybody, I'm not aware of any Rishon or Achron, that says that the assumption of ani araktia is not a valid, that it's an impossibility that both of them wove it. That I don't think is ever challenged. If that's never been challenged, so then in their tightness, it seems like there is a definite liar over here. So what is the pshat? It seems to be that the pshat is that even though they're lying in their tightness, since it's possible that it belongs to both of them, then in such a case we still say yachloku. That's what it seems, no? Anybody want to suggest a different pshat? Yes, Lee?
Not a different shot, but...
Okay, so anybody want to suggest a different shot? Yes, Yisrael?
That since it's possible that both of them, it changes what we originally thought as bad or not my claims to now sober claims, which is not bad or not.
I don't understand the word sober. What do you mean by sober?
Originally we thought that I'm claiming foolishly because I'm the bad or not mine. I know it's not mine. But since it's possible that we could have together, it changes what we thought was foolishly that I'm bad or not mine to foolishly because I really think it's mine. I'm not a bad or not mine. I think it's mine. I really believe it's mine. Since we picked it up together.
I really believe that I wove it even though I didn't weave it.
No. So that's why Rashi himself is saying by Amir Abtia, that this is by the Cape Power piece.
He's cholik on Rashi. Aber Yesh Omrim is clearly cholik on Rashi. I mean the Yesh Omrim. Okay, Lechura, this is the pshat. Moshe, you feel strongly it's not?
So
let me just spell out again. So what emerges here, then before questions, just to make sure, what is the sheet of the Yesh Omrim? This sheet of the Yesh Omrim is that in a case of weird, in their tainus, there seems to be an absolute liar. Nevertheless, the halacha is going to be, we would say yachloku with a shua. Why would we say yachloku with a shua? Because we are going to ignore the fact that their tainus belie them as liars, or indicate that they're liars. Despite the fact the words that they're saying are not true, the fact that it's possible that it belongs to both of them is going to be enough. Let's continue on the Ritva a little bit more, and then analyze the Shita. V'lo kanes Reb Yossi elo b'makom d'chad min ayuvadei ramai. The only time Reb Yossi created the knas is where there is a vadei ramai al kalponim ki ayid asim like the manas shlishi. Then the Ritva makes a very important point. V'kol shekein l'rabbanon. Certainly, according to Rabban, the kaimel and kavasayu she'ein tam shalem mishum knas mamish. And certainly, according to the Rabban, who say that the essential factor when it comes to Yachloku is not about Knas. El dekivan dekala manesh lechaman vaday ein lodun bo din chaluka. Remember, we already, there's a Ritva l'shitasa like we explained earlier, that according to the Rabbanan, you can't divide the third mana over here because it either belongs to one of them or the other. You can't divide it. Notice over here, the Ritva says, Dilma Tarvayu Irgua Olikuchua. Ve'enam Tani. So there, he says, it's possible that both of them wove it together. It's possible that both of them wove it together. And since it's possible that both of them wove it together, that's enough according to Rabban. So two steps. Number one, the Ritva is saying like this, that since the Rabbanan, the only reason we're going to say Emuna is when on the third mana, it's not possible that it belongs to both of them. Once it's possible, then in such a case, we're going to say Yachloku. How does that work according to the Rabbanan? So it works as we saw above, that the Rabbanan reject the whole idea that simply that there's a Vadei Ramai, that we don't give it to both, that we don't give it to both of them. Even if there is a Vadei Ramai, we're going to give it to both of them. So the Ritva is making it right now, he's making the following point. Meniach that there is a sheet out there that says Vadei Ramai, you don't say Achloki, you say Yemunah. The Ritva makes the most important point in regards to a response to Rashi. And that is, Rashi has no source to him. What's Rashi's best source? Rashi's best source is Reb Yossi. And that Reb Yossi is only Reb Yossi. We follow the Shita of the Rabbana. That's point number one. Point number two is, what's the svara of the Rabbana? As long as it's possible, even if it's not likely, that's going to be enough to say Yachloku. That's the Rabbanan's svara. As long as it's possible, then that's going to be enough to say Yachloku. Now, I just want to point out about what we had asked before. The Ritva seems to say it is possible that both of them wove it. Right? It is possible that both of them wove it. So what is the vart by Vadei Ramai? When he says, Ani Araktia, he's saying, I wove it and not you. Says Reb Yossi, when you have, according, if we learn that to Machlokas Rabbanan Reb Yossi, that if you say, according to Rabbanan, you say, Yachloku by Talas Reb Yossi, you won't. So then Rabbanan is going to say that we don't say, that we say Yachloku, because it's possible that both of them wove it. While Reb Yossi is going to say that if they're in their tainas, they're liars, then already in such a case, you have to say Yemunach. While the Rabbanan are going to say, is it possible? That's going to be enough. Or the Ritva suggested earlier that even Reb Yossi is going to say that there's a difference between Mana Shlishi and Talis. What's the difference between Mana Shlishi and Talis? When it comes to Mana Shlishi, so then it's for sure only one of them. And when it comes to Talis, even though in their Taina, they're Avadai Ramai, even though they're lying in the Tainas, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, we ignore the Tainas. We're going to ignore the Tainas. So the Ritva is giving us two reasons why Talis is going to be different. When it comes to Mana Shlishi, the Ritva opens up and says that by Mana Shlishi, for sure it belongs to one of them. Since it for sure belongs to one of them, how do we know for sure? Because of the Shalish. We know because of the Shalish that belongs to both of them. Once we know based on the Shalish that belongs to both of them, then in such a case, then you, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're stuck. When it comes to Talis, Talis is going to be different because there is no Shalish. It's only based on the Tainus, and we ignore the Tainus. And then even Rabbi Yossi would agree. You say Yachloku on a Talis. Kal v'chomer then goes on the Ritva and says Bidas harabanan, who say that when it comes to the third mana, we ignore the fact that when it comes to the other manas, we ignore the fact that there's a Vaday Ramai over here. So then, in such a case, according to the Rabbanan, here there isn't an absolute Ramai. Why? Because according to the Rabbanan, as long as it's Yechola Lios Emes, then in such a case, you're going to be able to say Yachloku. Now, I'd like to compare, I'll take your Haros in a second, I'd like to compare what we just did in the Ritva, compare it to the Hesber that we've given in the past in the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. Ad kan divrei Ritva. You know what, before I go on, just to make sure everybody has the Ritva 100% clear, I want to ask for clarification questions. Are there any things that need to be clarified? So, for our Bidas HaRitva. Yes, Yonatan?
Is there anything new in saying in the case of an Eretz Yisrael before the case of
Talis? Absolutely nothing new, but explaining why they're different. That's all. Nothing new, just explaining what exactly the differences are.
Between Eretz Yisrael
and Talis.
To get the difference one time, the...
I just... Which part?
Well, the fact
you want me to say over the whole Ritva again? I'll say it. If you want me to say it again? You know, maybe the simplest thing is I'll say over the whole Ritva again? The Ritva says like this, and then we'll read it inside. The Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says that number one, there's a difference between Talis and Aniyah Raktia in the following way. That when it comes to, I'm sorry, Talis and Mana Shlishi. When it comes to Mana Shlishi, there's an absolutely Vaday Ramai. There's no other way based on the Eidus of the Shalish that there isn't someone who's lying over here. In other words, that it can't belong to both of them. Then Rabbi Yossi is going to say the halacha is Yemuna. However, please don't interrupt, let me just finish. However, when it comes to the case of Talis, so there, when it comes to Talis, there it's different because it's possible it belongs to both of them. It's possible it belongs to both of them. That's the difference between Talis and Mane. That's Bidas Rabbi Yossi. Then he goes on to say, Bidas HaRabbanan, he says, Halachi is that you're going to be able to say Yachloku according to the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, the only reason we leave that mana, the third mana, is that there's a Vaday Ramai here. Once there's a Vaday Ramai, we're going to leave that third mana. In contrast to the Talis, in theory, it could belong to both of them. And the Ritva added beforehand that that's Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi is going to say there's a difference between Talis and Mana Shlishi, even though by Talis in their Tainas, for sure there's a liar. Nevertheless, it seems that we're going to ignore their Tainas. Why? Because if it's possible that both of them picked it up, that's going to be enough. Now let's see it inside again. He says as follows. Since it's possible that there's a Vaday Ramai, even though they say that they're the ones who entirely wove it. In other words, Reuven says I wove it entirely, Shimon said I wove it entirely. Or even according to Rabbi Yossi, we could ignore the Tainus. Only when the Sholish, that's what we need to add. Only when the Shalish is creating Mevadei Ramei. Al Kapon Ke Yidahasam. V'kol Shekein L'Rabbanan. And certainly, according to Rabban, the Kalmel and Kavasayu, She'ein Tam Shalem Mishum Knas Mamish. The Rabbanan Svara is not based on Knas. El Dekivan Dekala Mona Shalachaman Vadei Ein Lodun Bo Din Chaluka. Since the mana has to belong to either Reuven and Shimon, you can't divide that mana. I will zel mar nirak dia kati yeshlanu lomar dilma tarvayu agura o lakua vayinam toni. It's possible that both of them wove it, even though they didn't say it. But nevertheless, it's possible. According to Rabbanan, once it's possible, then it's going to be enough. Yes, Avram.
I just want to ask. This is all the Yesh Omer. Before the Yesh Omer, where he says that Rabbi Yossi would say also by Aniyah Ratia.
Not only Rabbi Yossi, even the Rabbanan. Well, he seems to suggest there's a little bit of a kash on the first day. He seems to suggest that just like Rabbi Yossi is going to say Yeh Munach, so too the Rabbanan would agree you say Yeh Munach. That's what he seems to be suggesting. Right? Because Rashi's Shita is, presumably, does he say he's saying Bidas Rashi? Yeah, he says Ukamosha Kasa Rashi's out. So let me just add a little bit more, going back to yesterday. The Ritva, just a second, the Ritva says like this, the Ritva says that when it comes to Shita's Rashi, Rashi's Shita is that we would say Yeh Munach, and the Yesh Omrim says we don't. And he gives why in the Yesh Omrim, why according to Rabbi Yossi it would be different, and why according to Rabbanan would be different. It's Rashi, presumably, is talking according to Rabbanan because we passing like the Rabbanan. Yet, nevertheless, he's saying that even according to the Rabbanan, we would say Lechura, we would say Yaimunah. Which, of course, Vamevin Yavin is a Tzaruch Yun Gadol on Shita's Rashi on the first day that's quoted the Ritva. And that's our Chiyun Gadol is Neiniach, that the Yesh Omrim is wrong. That you're going to take into account the Tainus. And if there is in the Tainus of Vadei Ramei, that's enough to say Emunach. But that's only Shitas Reb Yossi. That's not Shitas Rabbanon. So that's a Tzorach Yun Gadol B'das Rashi. Did I answer your question about the first day? Gadal, your request is us to read it inside as well? Was that your request? So, good? Good, Avram? So Rabbo said we just added something. We added something to the shiur, just in terms of, in the clarification question, we just added. Now you can put in your notes. That is, what's the machlokis between the Yesh Omrim and the first day of Rashi? The first day of Rashi says that since we saw in our sugya that there's a concept of Yeh Munach, when there's a Vadei Ramei, so over here there's a Vadei Ramei too. Where's there a Vadei Ramei? Because one of them is lying. Either Reuven wove it. Reuven says, I wove it, and Shimon didn't. Shimon says, I wove it, and Reuven didn't. Why? In the words of Niyaraktia, we must be assuming, in order for it to be called a Vadei Ramei, just like when I say, I picked it up, it means I picked up all of it, even though the Mishnah didn't only say, Ani Mitzaseh, you also said Kula Shali, right? But Vamevin Yavin, we learn Mitzaseh is one case, and Kula Shali is another case. This is all Vamevin Yavin point. So the Losha Niyaraktia seems to indicate, and brackets. The Losha Niyaraktia seems to indicate, I wove it and not you. Aniyaraktia, I wove it, not you. So then there's a Vadei Ramei in the Tainus. Says the first day of the Ritva, which is Shitas Rashi in the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph, that halacha is what? The halacha is Yemunach. Why is it going to be Yemunach? Because there's a Vadei Ramei. And the second day explains, no, the Vadei Ramei of Mana Shlishi is different both according to Rabbi Yossi and according to Rabban, as we explained already in the first part of the shir. So now we have a Tzorach Yun Gadol, and that Tzorach Yun Gadol is the following. Tzorach Yun Gadol is, at the end of the day, our Yemunach in this case is not going to be relevant, because the first daya was saying what? The first daya was talking about a case of Aniyah Raktiyah. That is not the same thing as Rabbi Yossi's case. What's the difference between the two? There's a fundamental difference. And that is that we're going within Shitas Rabbanon, and the Gemara, and that's what Rashi's talking about. And the only source that we have for Yehei Munach is within the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanon don't hold of Yehei Munach. So that's a Tzarech Iyun Gadol. Why did we assume, according to the first Deya, that you could extrapolate from Rabbi Yossi to the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon reject Yehei Munach. You know what? I didn't plan to say Shir on this, but in Avram's question, I understood. Be careful, Avram. This was a decent ha'ara. So, anybody want to attempt a teretz? Everybody follow?
Make sure you hear what we're bothered by.
You say Tzarech Iyun Gadol.
Yeah, the Tzarech Iyun Gadol is as follows. The Yei Shomrim did such a good job in explaining why Mana Shlishi is entirely different than Ani Erektia. You know what's their great job in explaining what the difference is? The great job is that at the end of the day, in the Rabbanon, we don't see at all that the Halacha by Talis should be Yei Munach. Why? Because even by Ani Erektia, the Rabbanon don't. I'm sorry. Even by Mana Shlishi, the Rabbanon don't hold. You should say Yei Munach. So why in the world where Rashi, who presumably is talking Beshitas Rabbanon, why in the world would we say Yei Munach if we don't even say Yei Munach on the Mana Shlishi? Oh, okay. So you do. What do you? Well, you say Yei Munach on the third. Okay. And on that third, now you know for sure it doesn't belong to both of them. So if you're right, Nate. That's part of the answer. The question is, but it does. How does that work? That third, you know, doesn't belong to both of them. Here, you know, that's possible. That belongs to both of them. Yeah, it's possible. We pointed out that the Ritva himself says that's possible that they, but it can't be, we clarified, it can't be that both of them, when I say Ani Erektia, that means I'm saying I will have all of it, and the other one says I will have all of it. Okay, do I need you to develop an idea. All right, so let's hear what you have to say about that. Lou, what would you say? What would a possible teretz be?
Rashi assumes when I say Ani Erektia, this includes you. So it doesn't mean that it's possible that we both will.
What?
Just like any other.
Ani Erektia is not possible. No, I think you might be saying two different things. Daniel, what are you saying?
Rashi doesn't assume Ani Erektia is a case of where other mitzvahs can be amos. I mean, Rashi assumes that when the guy tends Ani Erektia, it's missing to the other person.
Yeah, I agree. So then, when I say Ani Erektia, it means I wove it as opposed to you.
So there's no problem. So it's the same case.
The Ritva later on says it's possible for both of them to have woven it. So you want to say Rashi disagrees with that mitzvahs? So Gedalia and Daniel suggest that the Nekudas HaMachlokas is the following.
I'm not sure.
That's what I think you're saying. You're saying that the Metzias, that Gedalia is saying, that the Metzias is, according to Rashi, Rashi's assuming that it's not possible that both of them wove it. Even though the Ritva says Befer Shiesh Omrim is assuming that's possible, and just the Vaday Ramay is in the Tainas, Rashi's going to hold that there's a Vaday Ramay not only in the Tainas, but in the reality that you don't have two people weaving it. I don't know. I would like to not make it a machlokas and mitzius. What comes out then is that it's a machlokas and mitzius. Okay.
Rashi,
yes. Yes, Moshe.
You have to say that Rashi is possibly the daughter.
What?
You say that he has a
Rabbi. Could you say that Rashi's passing a Rabbi Yossi?
I thought that's what you said, that Rashi is a shita from Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, I've always been saying that, but that's a problem. That's a, now we finally put the problem on the table. Moshe is saying, the other possibility is to say, Enochanami, Rashi says we follow Rabbi Yossi. It's very, very difficult, because in general, Machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi, we follow Rabbanan. Okay, I didn't prepare Shir on this, you should know. I prepared to discuss something else. But since you're pushing me on this question, let me try for a minute to try to work on this. I wasn't Amel on this Nakuda, that how Rashi's, why Rashi could be working within Shitas Rabbana.
Just a second.
But it doesn't work. I'm stuck. I tried to work, but maybe Yavin tried to figure out why the Arachtia case would be like the Mana Shlishi. Why not the other two manas? That Rabbi Yossi is only because he holds all three manas. But according to Rabbanan, Ani Arachtia somehow had like the Mana Shlishi. And somehow the other case of Shnayim Malchus Metalis is not like the Mana Shlishi. I'm stuck. Yes, Lee?
I 100% agree with what Sho was saying, that Rashi is disagreeing with the Ritzel.
On the Mitzius of the weaving.
But if you look in his Lashon, in the Rashi, he said, the equal of Memashneim Kumayot Vishneim Nitrosa Hamokha. So that was that point. And then he says, Aval. So he's like saying, not like this, but in the case of Zeo Merani Raktiha, that would be the difference. Where it's a Vadai, he thinks it's a Vadai Ramin, you can't say that two people wove it or whatever the Ritva was saying, or two people bought it together. He's saying, but I disagree with this, and this is a case of a Vadai Ramin.
Maybe. I understand what you're saying. Lee's pointing out that Rashi said that earlier it says it's possible that both of them were Kone. Kadrish Dani Arachtia, which sounds like by definition it's not possible both of them wove it. And then what emerges then, according to Ritva, is it becomes Machlokas and Metzius. Just want to put out again that the Ritva, I wanted to just remind ourselves, we learned that there was a Yisodis in my focus between Rashi and stand-up. We learned
stand-up or go back to
that we learned the following Bedas Rashi. That we learned as follows. We learned that according to Shitas Rashi, we suggested the following, that it has to do with the nature of the Achiza. Either the nature of the Achiza is that both are holding on to the entire talis, or each one was holding on to mamish half. Or each one was holding on to mamish half. That's the machlokis between Rashi and Tosas. Ba'mevin Yavin, what we emerges then.
Right, is everybody following what I'm saying?
No, I feel like I'm losing some guys. Rabosa, it's not enough that there are seven guys that are with me. It has to be that we have we have 20, 25 guys that are being Amel together. If we don't have it, I shut down. So, according to Rashi, we have the following. According to Rashi, we suggested that it has to do with the nature of the Achiza. Once it has to do with the nature of the Achiza, so then in such a case, then we're going to say that if there's a suffix over the entire talis, then Bezdin can't give a psak of Vadei Ramai. In contrast to Tosis, where each one is holding on to half. So I don't see that pshat at all in the Ritva. It seemed like the Ritva The Ritva makes no indication that Shitas Tosas being about the nature of the Achiza. That's how we presented it once upon a time. You don't see that in the Ritva. I don't see us getting anywhere so far, you know, very fast over here. I think what's clear is the problems, but I think we need to be omel on this. Maybe we have to have
we need a Shabbos
to work on it. Shabbos to sleep a little. Yeah, Yisrael, go ahead.
So before that, himself does not limit himself to Rav Yossi. People that even the Rabbanon say that when there's a Vader Rama in the famous, then you say Muna.
So then the problem is that by even my Kula Shalit, there's a Vader Rama in the claims. What?
But it's subway. It's not a Vader Rama in the claims. It's subway. So Rashi himself says, our case of Shalit and Kazi is a subway.
Where do you see that in the Lashon of Rashi by us? So he's saying is interesting. What you're saying is interesting, Yisrael. Where do you see that in Rashi by us, by the Mecca from Amgar? Where do you see that in the words of Rashi in the start? So you say maybe Rashi doesn't say it, but that's the teretz. So formulate the teretz again, and as you admit that Rashi doesn't say it by the case of Adai Ramai over here. So in a case of where each person thinks that he picked it up first, so then in such a case, then there's no Vaday Ramay. Because he thinks that. And that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Tarvai Bahadi Adadi Akbuah, we had that in the Ritva already earlier. And Tosas, both Tosas and the Ritva both pointed out, because he thinks that he's telling the truth. Very good. He thinks that he's telling the truth. Once he thinks he's telling the truth, then it's different. In contrast to Ani Araktia, he knows that within his taina he's not telling the truth. So what's the Yisod? Very good. Okay, so what's the Yisod of my focus between Rashi and Tosos?
Rashi says it's Vader Rama is all the Tainos, and Tosos will say that even the Tainos a lie, we look at the actual object. If the object can be both of theirs, then we split it. If not, then we don't, then it's Muna. Rashi says, no, don't go to the object. We look at Tainos. If they're lying in their Tainos, must be that they're lying in their claims. That's it. Once someone lies,
the Kudas HaMachlokis is whether the guys know if they're lying in their Tainos. If the guys know that they're lying in their tainus, what would that machlokas be? What would that machlokas be dependent on?
If it's sober, it's not sober.
Why would Rashi say that we focus on what they're thinking? In other words, why would the Rabbanan all of a sudden agree to Rabbi Yossi when they themselves know that they're lying?
They're going to say in Mona Shlishi that when one of them is for sure lying in their claims about...
I always thought it was because the fact are that there is a Vaday Ramay over here.
But it could be that Rashi is differently. That you could explain the same thing. I mean, even you could explain the same. You could say the same thing by here. That since the facts are that it could be both theirs, but also since it's sober, the Ritva himself says it. Since it's here, to be yachid, the sober should call out on the hem. He's sober.
So why is that important? I don't understand why that's important according to the Rabbanan. Why would that be important? What? In other words, in Mana Shlishi, I always understood that the point is that there is an objectively a liar here. Oh, maybe the answer is very simple. It's just a question of knas. That's the answer. We want a kansin, someone who knows he's lying. If you know you're lying, so then there's this superimposed in, a knas that comes from above that's superimposed onto him. Right? However, when it comes to their, when it comes to someone who thinks he's telling the truth, so then really we want to say Yachloku. We really want to say Yachloku. We really want to say Yachloku. But we can't if we want to punish liars. And there the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yossi. And then that gets back to the definition of Imke Mahisid Ramoy according to Rabbi Yossi. What's the Mechayiv of Yemunach according to Rabbi Yossi? And according to the Rabbanan, the word is like this: even the Rabbanan agree Mahisid Ramoy. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, we said that the moment that there is a Vaday Ramay, in this case, Bezdin has to be Mesalik themselves. Or we want the guy to be Parish. Let's go with the first teretz of the Gemara. El Michaverta Tereshimir Meikar. So that what do we want to do when there's a Vaday Ramay? Bezdin can't get involved in this case. Yei Munach, everything's Yei Munach. So really the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yossi. Really the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yossi. They don't disagree. The Rabbanan agree that we want to be Mafsid the Ramai. Even though the Rabbanan agree that we want to be Mafsid the Ramai, nevertheless, it'll only be on the actual third thing. And when are the Rabbanan going to hold that? When the guy himself knows that he's a liar. And in the case of Ani Araktia, so then Rashi says, as long as the guy knows that he's a liar, then that's a problem. Does that fit back into the words of the Ritva? Let's see. Let's read over the whole Ritva again. Again, the emphasis, as Yisrael pointed out, the emphasis of Kasavur. Who Kasavur? Call Echa Man. Shulabado Igbia. Vechem Bemekachu Memkar. Who Savur Kilonis Ratza Mocher. In other words, the guy's innocent. In other words, the assumption, the Ani Arakti is precluding the possibility that you picked it up. And there's no possibility of Kasavur, right? There's no possibility of Kasavur there. So then in such a case, we're not going to say Yachloku. In contrast to the Shita of the Balitosis, is they're going to say, no, even if the guy knows that he's a liar, nevertheless, we'll still say Yachloku, as long as it's a possibility that it belongs to both of them, even if the guy knows himself that he's lying. That's going to be the Yisod of Machlokes. And Yisrael has a nice raya from Rashi on Beis on the Beis, because Rashi also said this idea. The emphasis over here is the Savur. That's the emphasis. Okay, slow. Let's keep on working together. That's going to be the pshat. Savur aniyak patia. So that's going to be the Machlokes over here between the two. Why would Rashi say that it's important whether he knows he's a liar? And why would Tosa say it's not important whether he knows he's a liar? Even if he knows he's a liar, we'll still say Yachlok. So I once said a pshat, which I think I now have to be chozer on. How did we once learn? We once suggested that the yisoda machlokis of whether you say yachlok aniraktia is that according to Tosas there already was an ansadi that each one holds on to half, so we don't need to take into account what they're saying and what they're thinking. That's fine. That pshat could, that's in Tosas works. But Rashi, we said, the Rashi holds that the entire talis has a suffix on it, and since on the entire talis there's a suffix on it, then Bezdin can't give a psak of Yachloku on a case of where they know that there's a Vaday Rama. But that's not true. In a case, we said that where there is a Vaday Ramay, according to the Rabbanan, but he doesn't know that he's a Vadei Rabbi. He thinks he's doing it correctly, then you would say Yachloku. It's a Vard in what he saw for, what he's thinking. Eli, stand up. It's a Vard in what he's thinking. It's a Vard in what he's thinking. So I don't know what the Yisod HaMachlokis over here is. I'm not sure what this Yisod HaMachlokis is. Yes, Avram?
I mean, I don't know. I might have something to say which may be adding on or a little different, but I don't know if it's so right. I was thinking to say maybe there's a data to say that if they're sober that they're lying, then that shows us that it's impossible that it's both of it. Meaning the suffer reveals what the possibility is. I mean, if there's suffer that they're not lying, then that possibility can be true.
Why?
It could be both of theirs.
Why? Why is that so?
If they really think that it's theirs, then it shows how it's possible that it could be both of theirs.
Right.
If they know that they're lying, then that just shows us that thing was never both of theirs because they know they're lying.
All right, we have to work on it. But that, I think what Yisrael is saying is the MS. You can explain to me afterwards what you mean. Explain to me afterwards what you mean. Tov. Rabosai, for whatever reason, it could very well be that you guys are not getting enough sleep. We're going to stop over here. I think that my radar told me that half of the shiur was with me. Maybe I'm wrong. Come over to me, tell me I was wrong. It could be I was wrong. I'm not reading. I can't work with only 50% of the chevra. If you worked on the Ritva and the Rashi and the Tosis, we didn't even start next Gemara, then everybody should be involved. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to start the next sugya. We're going to start Chen Mini Al Pinkaso with the Mar Makomos that I gave you and more. Rabosa, I need your involvement. I need everybody to be here. For those of you, I'm choshish that there's some people who are just not getting learning too much. There's some people who are learning too much and not getting enough sleep at night. If in any way the Taz and Sinechot Hey writes the following, the Taz writes that, by the way, I'm embarrassed to talk about this. If this happens a few more times,